Now a dictation for Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Cat, S-C-O-T-T, January 1189, addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, a post-hospital follow-up for Brandon comes accompanied with mother. He has developmental disability and chronic seizure disorder, admitted with a low potassium, probably effect of diuretics. He was getting diuretics because of SIADH and chronic hyponatremia. He does not do any fluid restriction, according to mother, and he drinks large amount of liquids. Other extensive review system right now is negative, no seizure activity. I review medications and extended list for his neurological and psychiatry problem. On a low dose of Lasix, presently 10 milligrams per day. He is not taking potassium replacement anymore. He remains on lithium. Next paragraph. Physical exam, blood pressure 112/75. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no carotid bruit, JVD, no abdominal distension or tenderness, no gross edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, sodium at 130 with a normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal kidney. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, SIADH. He's not restricted fluid. He needs to start doing that. We are using a low dose of diuretic, 10 milligrams, as a way to decrease the concentration gradient on the medulla, and by that, minimizing the degree of water retention. My goal for sodium concentration is to keep it 130 or above. Monitor on potassium, as he was admitted for low potassium in the hospital. He is exposed to lithium, but kidney function is stable. There is nothing to suggest diabetes insipidus. Some of the increased fluid intake is the effect of medications that causes a dry mouth on him. However, his urine osmolality is pointing into ADH activity, not into chronic polydipsia. Continue to monitor over time. End of dictation.